Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. We give Jesus all glory. Let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 35 to 37 or up to 40. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Hallelujah. What a beautiful statement of Jesus. And that's profound, and that's so encouraging and accepting, that we are accepted in the Beloved when Jesus called us. And he who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ is amazing. My dear brothers and sisters, often we feel that if only we were in different circumstances or had some special talent, we could be a better witness for God and serve Him more effectively. I was reading about Miss Charlotte Elliott, the hymn writer who has written more than 100 hymns. And she wrote that profound and that beautiful hymn, Just As I Am. And her story says so beautifully about her life, right? It says that Charlotte Elliott, she was a bedridden invalid who felt useless to do anything except express her feelings of devotion to God. Yet, this simply worded text by Charlotte Elliott has influenced more people for Christ than any hymn ever written or perhaps any sermon ever preached. I remember this because when Billy Graham would do his open-air meetings and invite the people to come to the altar to give their lives to Christ, this song was always sung in his meetings, and that's profound. Thousands and thousands of people would come and surrender their lives to the Lord. The story of this lady Charlotte Elliott is, as a young person in Brighton, England, Miss Elliott was known as Carefree Charlotte. She was a popular portrait artist and a writer of humorous verse. At the age of 30, however, a serious ailment made her an invalid for life. She became listless and depressed until a well-known Swiss evangelist, Dr. Caesar Millan, visited her. Sensing her spiritual distress, he exclaimed, Charlotte, you must come just as you are, a sinner, to the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Immediately, placing her complete trust in Christ's redemptive sacrifice for her, Charlotte experienced inner peace and joy in spite of her physical affliction until her death at the age of 82. Hallelujah! Charlotte Elliott wrote approximately 150 hymns throughout her lifetime. Today she is considered to be one of the finest of all English hymn writers. God sees, God guards, God guides me, she said. His grace surrounds me, and His voice continually bids me to be happy and holy in His service just where I am. My dear brothers and sisters, give God thanks for His acceptance of us just as we are. As we respond in simple faith to Him, we will find all that we need, not only for our personal salvation, but also for the particular place of service that He has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We bless you, O Father God, for such inspiring stories like Miss Charlotte Elliott, that Lord, in spite of the affliction and in desperate conditions, she could write hymns, O Father God, of devotion unto you. Lord God Almighty, help us to learn from such lovely stories of inspiration, that how people were willing to serve you in spite of the challenges that they faced. I pray, Abba Father God, help us too to be happy and holy in your eyes. Lord, I pray in spite of our afflictions, despite our troubles and our sorrows and our cares and our problems, we will fix our eyes on heaven. We will fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we will do exactly in praising you and worshiping you and glorifying your name. I pray, give us that grace today. Father, I pray, O Lord, for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them. Be with them. Enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from them, and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. I command the bodies and their minds to be healed and to be aligned to God's word in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.